San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, buddy. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. You can get these podcasts if you go on Apple and or iTunes and search the title of the show, It's Your Money and Your Life. You can get all these podcasts on iymoney.com. We take out the commercials. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's an accomplished marathon runner. He's a best-selling author. He's a philanthropist. He's a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you? And CPA extraordinaire. Richard Muzio, good evening. How are you tonight?
Having a great evening. Just came in from having dinner at my mom's house with my brother out in El Cajon, so I'm well fed.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Nice and toasty out there today. Huh?
It's probably going to hit 80 on Monday.
Yeah, so. Aren't we having the best weather in the world, for
it
God's sake?
It is incredible. Let's not waste time, because we have somebody on the phone.
We've got a VIP, folks. I don't think we've had Irwin Jacobs. We had Malin Burnham. I think it's the first time we've had a governor and a former presidential candidate, and he was in town today for City Club of San Diego, courtesy of George Mitrovich. And we have with us the esteemed and honorable Michael Dukakis. Governor Dukakis, how are you tonight?
I'm well. It's great to talk with you. But I have a question for Richard. Did you run the Boston?
I ran Boston in 2010 and again in 2012. 2012, of course, in record-breaking heat.
He lost 11. What you carried?
I lost 9 pounds in 12.
How did you do?
I did really well in 10. I finished in 12. I mean, the key in 12 with that brutal heat was just to finish.
He carried how many
pounds? Talking to a guy, Richard, who ran the Boston in 1951.
Wow.
At the age of 17.
Wow. Oh
my gosh.
We had a record field of 300. And at that time, there was no shoe made designed to run on hard surfaces.
Sure.
So I ran 26 miles, 385 yards in low kid sneakers.
Wow.
And I did it in 3.5 hours, which wasn't bad.
That's very impressive.
There it is.
Well, here's something else we didn't know about you, Governor, because when you went to Brookline High School, this is on your Wikipedia, this is outstanding, you played how many sports? I mean, you were cross-country, tennis, baseball, and basketball. Did you letter in all of those? Or
Just played baseball my first year and then switched to tennis, became the captain of the tennis team, ran cross-country, and I was what in those days was called a back guard. We didn't have point guards.
Right.
We had back guard, you know. But I was a starter on the I'm a high school basketball.
And an honor student, Harvard Law School, and the rest is history, for gosh sakes. But it was such a pleasure to hear you speak today at City Club.
Well, it was fun to do it.
Now, how many years have you been out here now? You've done this 14 years?
Well, this is our 20th winter quarter at UCLA. We've been coming out here for the last 20 years.
Teaching what?
And thanks to George Mitrovich, for the last, 16, 17, 18, I've spoken at the San Diego City Club. It's always been great fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we had a great crowd and lots of interested people and interesting people, lots of young people who are beginning to get involved in politics and beginning to learn about government. And it's always just a great pleasure to be able to come down.
Amazing to see that.
And to do the winter out here, which particularly this year, I don't know what to tell you.
I was going to say,
going on back in Boston.
Do your friends in Boston hate you for coming out here for the winter
they
quarter?
Well, they ask me what it's like, and I say, well, it's tough. I mean, it's 75, it's blue skies, and I'll see you guys in April when the magnolias start blooming on Commonwealth Avenue.
Exactly.
But it's really been great, and I teach the rest of the year at Northeastern, as you know, in Boston. But coming out here has really been great fun, and I've been part of the new School of Public Affairs at UCLA, which is really thriving, and both Kitty and I just have a great time.
Hey, I have to tell you my Boston Marathon joke, though. My joke is I've run two of them, and the average temperature has been 62. It was 32 the first time and 92 the second time.
Oh,
so anyway.
Yeah, he lost. Tell me how many pounds of ice.
I lost 9 pounds.
How many pounds of ice did you carry, though?
Who knows?
I think it was like 11 pounds
of ice. It was about 11 pounds of ice.
Richard, let me tell you what happened to me. Yeah. I was the captain of the tennis team.
Okay.
And my tennis coach had begged me not to run.
Yeah.
Because our first match was the following day.
Oh, no.
But, you know, I was a Boston kid. I had watched the marathon from the time I was 3 or 4. It runs right through our town, which happens to be Brookline, which is the town immediately west of Boston.
Absolutely.
So you're at about, as you know, you're 24 miles when you hit Beacon Street in Brookline.
Heartbreak Hill by BC.
The entire town was out there waiting for me and my buddy Buzz Wiseman. We were both cross-country runners. And The following morning, I woke up, got out of bed to get ready to lead my tennis team at the Brookline Courts, where we were playing Malden Catholic. Fortunately, not a tennis power.
Okay.
I kind of shuffled to the bathroom. My mother was making me breakfast downstairs. And my thighs had locked on me.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So I couldn't walk down the stairs.
You cramped.
So I'm at the top of the stairs feeling like a fool, thinking about Coach Wells, who's going to have a few things to say to me when I show up.
And you're the captain.
And I can't walk down the stairs. I finally sat on my rump, bounced down the stairs, had a quick breakfast, and went to play. You know, I was the number one guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We won 8-1.
Wow.
And I don't have to tell you who the one was. I mean, I couldn't move laterally at all. All I could
You took one for the team, right?
But you inspired everybody.
You took one for the team.
Well,
so.
I don't know what it was, but if the guy hit it 1 foot to my right or my left, I couldn't reach it.
Right.
And it took me about a week to get back to the point where I was walking normally. But as you know, it's a great race. It's a historic race.
Oh, yeah.
And if we do get the Olympics, and you know Boston has been designated U.S. choice for this in 2024. Unfortunately, under Olympic rules, the historic Boston Marathon course is too hilly.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Newton Hills are too
really?
Tough. So we're going to have to find another course, which is, I think, unfortunate.
Yeah, anyways. It is.
But it really will be a great time if we win the Olympics, and in fact, if the Olympic Marathon is run.
Well, speaking of sports,
so,
Governor, you're 81 years old, and I'm amazed that you look terrific. Do you still exercise a lot? You and kid, you do a lot of walking. What's your secret?
We do a lot
of
walking.
Is it the Greek food? Is the avgolemono? What
Greek
is it?
Food is obviously the secret here.
Mediterranean
also,
diet.
Picking your parents carefully is important as well. Kitty's dad was a member of the first violin section of the Boston Symphony and the associate conductor of the Boston Pops under Arthur Fiedler for many, many years.
Is that right?
He was still conducting when he was 94.
Wow.
My mother lived until she was 5 months short of 100. So,
oh my gosh.
At least the gene pool is good. And as you know, I mean, I'm married to the best-looking Medicare recipient in America. So that's great fun, and Kitty's doing
you know,
well,
we're
very fortunate.
I may have encountered your father-in-law because when I was at BC, one of my fondest memories was Arthur Fiedler. They had a concert on campus where the basketball team played, Roberts Center. They didn't have the entire orchestra. I think they had 84 out of 125.
Well,
but Arthur Fiedler.
Harry Ellis Dixon was probably playing in the first violin section.
Wow.
He was Kitty's dad.
That's unbelievable.
And by the way, although Kitty and I were. I was a senior. She was a freshman in high school, so I'd heard a lot about her from the freshman guys, but we really didn't know each other. But she says she handed me a cup of water on Beacon Street as I was trotting down that street in 1951. Yeah, I was dying of thirst.
Before she even knew you, right?
That's right. Handed me a cup of water. So it took me several years to find her after that. We just celebrated our 51st wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. That's exciting stuff.
That's
but we are exercisers. We do. I walk 2 miles over to Northeast University from our home in the morning, 2 miles back at night. I do a lot of stretching and that kind of stuff. And Kitty does Pilates and was a modern dancer. So, you know, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Somebody tells us that we got to stop.
We got to get into fitness. All these computers and video games, I think it's taking its toll on the youth of America. But by the way, it was really great. The kids today, weren't they just
wonderful.
So articulate and brilliant? I mean,
just great questions.
A group of kids who are going into the elementary schools, try to get elementary school students interested in politics early on, get them serious about voting, get them serious about getting deeply and actively involved in local politics. Yeah. I think it's great.
Your idea about having internships in public officials' offices for students was a brilliant one. I hope we can get some traction under that.
I hope so, too. I think what I said was that not only should we start teaching civics again, which we're not doing much of,
right?
But I want every junior and senior in high school in the United States to do an internship with a public official in his or her community.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that would be such an important contribution to these folks understanding of what goes on, what does government do, what doesn't it do, how does it do it. And I didn't talk about this today, Joe, but I was fortunate enough as a state legislator to have a guidance department at the local high school that came to the conclusion that the last half of the senior year in high school was kind of a waste, right?
Right.
So they gave these students the option of spending half of their time in the last semester of their last year in high school doing something interesting, useful, I mean, in some kind of a job. And I got a call saying, would you like a high school intern who will work half-time for you at the State House? Now, at that time, we had no staff of any kind, none. And I said, are you kidding? Send them to me. I must have had seven of them. They were not only great kids, every single one of them went into public service profession.
Wow.
Great.
Isn't that something?
Including John Kerry, your lieutenant governor, who's now Secretary of State.
Right. He's now the Secretary of State. I used to tell him, hey, without me, you'd be nothing. If I hadn't won, you wouldn't have won. And where would you be today?
That's right.
I'm very proud of him. I think he's doing a great job as Secretary of State, and I hope he continues to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, Governor, we have to take our break right now, but thank you so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And we'll see you next year, and
best
of success and health to you.
Take care. Thanks so much.
Good night. We'll be right back right after this. Hang on.